I'm Kerry Rowett, and this is the Align and Attract podcast, helping you to create your version of an aligned business. Let's dive into today's episode.
Reclaiming your power in your business. I think this is something that can happen for each of us at different times. I see this happen for entrepreneurs at all different stages where something can happen and instead of feeling empowered, resourceful, resilient, clear, neutral, objective, instead we shift into a state where we feel more powerless or more helpless than what we would like, and also what is actually going to be useful for us in addressing whatever it is that has caused us to feel that way, or indeed just to take the steps to grow our business. I really see this reclaiming your power, coming out of this space of powerlessness and helplessness, to have several different pieces that we can work with really effectively with kinesiology and Reiki and positive psychology in relation to our businesses. And one of those pieces is to really look at this from the perspective of identity and who it is that we really want to be, how it is that we really want to show up, and who it is that we believe that we will be when we achieve the goals that we're working towards. So if you were to go back to previous episodes and listen to my episode about creating your vision or dreaming bigger, they would be really great episodes to look at if you're in that space of wanting to clarify what it is that you really want. And then the identity piece is looking at who would I be if I'd created that? Well, who I imagine is the version of me who is going to find that easy and who's going to enjoy that and is going to take the actions that need to be taken in order to create that or to do that. So there is this identity piece. And then there is also a healing element that can come up here as well, because sometimes what we're triggering up against or what we're tripping up against is the previous experiences that we may have had in this lifetime, in past lifetimes, or in our ancestry, where there has been this feeling of powerlessness or helplessness, and we're slipping back into that. There is something about what it is that's going on that is triggering that. And by releasing that at the source and the origin, when it was really alive and active for us, that can also support us to bring our power back into the present moment. So these are the two ways that I would typically work with this with clients. But let's take you through a little process today, and I think you're going to love it. We are going to be tapping into some ancestors. So how does this tend to work, that we lose connection with our power, we step into this place of powerlessness or helplessness, and then how do we shift that, or how are we going to shift that today? So number one, we might face an unknown, a disappointment, or a setback, and this triggers a feeling or a series of feelings, which could be doubt or confusion, fear, worry, frustration, anger. I really see this happen when we are in a plateau as well, where it's like we're trying to break through, we're trying to create something different, we're trying to grow, and yet we just feel like I don't know what is missing. So these various different emotions can start to swirl around. And then number two, if we're not able to shift out of those emotions and back into clarity, we can spiral into this helplessness or this powerlessness. And when we land here, that's where we can start to construct stories. We can really make this mean something about who we are or what we're capable of. We can tell stories that are around comparison and really paying attention to what it is that others are doing, or, you know, why can't I do that? Why am I here? You know, this is where it kind of goes that bit deeper. It goes past those initial just emotions into storytelling and this greater meaning that we're assigning, and even really connecting with an identity where we might feel not good enough, as one example. And if you can resonate with this, if you've had this not good enough feeling come up for you, I really want to encourage you to join me in my Good Enough workshop, which is happening very soon. If it's already happened, you'll be able to sign up anyway. It's low cost and you could get the replay. But in this workshop, we're going to spend an hour together and I'm going to help you to really rewire this entire belief so that instead you have this foundational belief of I am good enough and you're just not available anymore for going into the not good enough story situation. So if you do want to have a look at that, it's at alignandattract.com/enough. So as I said, number one is those, like, we faced an unknown or a disappointment or a setback or a plateau or whatever. We go into an emotion or a series of emotions. Number two is when we start to spiral into this sense of more helplessness and powerlessness, where we construct stories or we, you know, link things together and connect it to our identity. So then number three, what we are going to do today is to connect with an ancestor who's going to be able to support you here. So this is pretty woo, like it's a bit more woo than where I sometimes go on the podcast, but this is the type of work I do with clients all the time. And as I record this, I'm just off of a group call that I've run for a beautiful set of clients who work with me in that way at the moment in a container called Align and Up Level. And this is some of the work that we did, not the exact work that we're going to do, but we connected into several ancestors to shift this powerlessness. And then I could really feel that this is what I needed to bring in for you today into this episode on the podcast, because there's something really powerful that you're going to be able to connect to here. So stay with me. So let me just identify, and I'm using muscle testing, which is a kinesiology technique where I'm muscle testing on my body on behalf of you and indeed everyone listening, with the intention that the ancestor that I connect to and name for you is going to be able to really support you to create this shift around your sense of power. So let's find out who it is. So, and just before I actually do name the ancestor, it doesn't matter whether you know or don't know this ancestor, whether you've ever met them, whether you know anything about them or not. This ancestor is coming forth for a reason. And so we're really going to understand and assume that this ancestor has a really powerful message for you. And so let's find out, is it on your mother's side or your father's side? It's on your father's side. So his mother, his father, does it go further back than that? Okay, so it's on your father's side. It's your father's father. It's really interesting. Your father's father. So think about your grandfather on your father's side. And remember, it doesn't matter whether you know him, don't know him, whether he's alive now, whether he's past, whether you've ever met him, whether you like him, dislike him, or anything else. There is something here for us. And I am going to do muscle testing to find out the specific attitude that he is coming forth to support you with. Let me find out what it is. So heart, lungs. Okay, I'm finding the attitude for us now. Just Bear with me. Heart, lungs. Okay, beautiful. So what this ancestor is coming forth to support you with is to release something. So just placing your hands back at your heart if you have removed them. And just asking for this ancestor to just make their energy known to you in this moment, if of course that feels comfortable and safe for you, always using your own discernment here. Just feeling the energy of that ancestor. Okay. Now what he is coming forth to support you to release with a view to helping you to step more into your power is guilt, low self-esteem. It's just those two, guilt and low self-esteem. So first of all, just noticing within yourself any guilt or low self-esteem and how that might show up for you or how it has shown up for you in the past, how this might link to feeling powerless or helpless in relation to your business or indeed in your life. And now, just noticing how this might show up for your father. Again, whether you do know him or don't know him, have a relationship with him or not. Guilt, a low self-esteem. Of course, it might be visible on the surface or it might not. It might be something that he experienced at a certain time in his life. Maybe he has transformed it. Maybe he is in his power. Maybe he's supporting you with that energetically. And then your grandfather, again, whether or not you know him or not, just how this guilt and low self-esteem might relate to him. Okay, and now there is a statement that I'm going to read for you. I want you to really allow yourself to receive this. I make the commitment to kindly, gently, lovingly, and supportively be true to myself by following my inner wisdom. Let me read it to you again. And so remembering, this is about you reclaiming your power, and this ancestor, this your grandfather on your father's side has stepped forward to support you with this. And this is the message. This is the insight. This is what you need to know. This is what you need to do. I make the commitment to kindly, gently, lovingly, and supportively be true to myself by following my inner wisdom. And sometimes this is coming through because your ancestor needed this. So they may or may not have been in their power. Quite often when this comes through, it might be that they were not in some way. And you might find you get additional insights around this in the coming days. You might have further conversations that help this to make more sense for you. Final time, I make the commitment to kindly, gently, lovingly, and supportively be true to myself by following my inner wisdom. And I want you to link this back up to the goal of reclaiming your power in your business or stepping more into your power in your business, staying in your power in your business and doing this by staying true to yourself by following your inner wisdom. I stay true to myself by following my inner wisdom. And when I do this, I stay in my power. Just allowing the learnings, the awareness to reveal itself to you as to why this is significant for you, why this matters. And now we're asking for this healing to take place for you and for your father and for your grandfather. Whatever capacity each of you are able or interested to receive. Allowing that healing to occur right now and knowing you're doing this work for your lineage and for yourself so that you can show up differently in your business, so that you can stay more consistently connected to your power. Deep breath. Good. Releasing your hands. You probably didn't expect us to go quite that deep. So let's have a look at where we've been so far. Number one, what can happen? We face something unknown, a disappointment or a setback. We can feel some emotions. Number two, we can spiral, and that can bring up stories and to help us to fuse this event, this happening, with our identity, to give it all this meaning. We might feel not good enough or something else. And then what we've done here to initiate healing is to connect to your ancestors. And now number four, what I would like you to do is to connect to the power that you do have in this present moment. So placing your hands at your solar plexus and breathing into this knowing of how powerful you are in the present moment, how much power you have. And allowing this new awareness that has dropped in today of the importance of you staying true to yourself and following your inner wisdom. Allow this to really become an even stronger part of your identity. This is what I do. This is my alternative to falling into powerlessness or helplessness. And finally, number five, take action from this place. So being true to yourself and following your own inner wisdom, what would you do? What do you desire to do? How do you wish to show up in your business moving forward? How do you wish to show up when you do face another unknown, a disappointment or a setback? And is there an action you want to take now or today in your business? And that action can also be to completely switch off, to take time out, because sometimes from that space of powerlessness or helplessness, we feel that we can't switch off, we can't stop. There can be a lot of power in having boundaries, having clear boundaries around your time and energy. But equally, there is a lot of power in taking actions that are aligned for you, are true for you. So just identifying that action or actions that are most alive for you right now, feels most important right now. And allowing yourself to connect to that feeling of being powerful, of knowing you have power, thanking those ancestors who step forward to share lessons and perhaps to receive healing for their place in your healing around power, and knowing that this can change everything for you. Thanks so much. This was episode 118 of the Align and Attract podcast, and that means you can find all of the relevant show notes over at alignandattract.com/blog/118. If you do find the belief that I'm not enough or I'm not good enough can trip you up, which I see to happen for a lot of entrepreneurs, then you really should join my low-cost workshop, Good Enough, alignandattract.com/enough. It's a really powerful way for you to experience my work, create a really decisive shift into knowing that you are good enough, and then being able to take powerful action from that place. Sometimes we don't really see the amount of change that we can create by shifting something like this. But really, if you were to believe that I am enough, that I am good enough, if you really feel into that, you will know if things would actually be very different for you. Like, if you felt that, what else would you do? What else would you create? How would you show up? You know, what kind of goals would you be able to set for yourself if it was just a given that I am good enough? I'm really passionate about this. I think creating these kind of identity shifts where this just becomes a part of who we are, it's not in question, it's not something we're doing ongoing mindset work on, it's a total shift in our identity and in our self-perception. I see that these shifts are the thing that can really make a huge difference in our businesses and in allowing us to grow our businesses and to create more income. So if this feels really good for you, I would love to work with you. I'll talk with you soon.